You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24 Radio, brought to you by the team behind Section D, our weekly dedicated design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, in each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, and yes, unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. From airport lounges to flight attendant uniforms, the commercial air travel industry has changed plenty over the past few decades. However, passenger jets themselves have looked rather samey for some time. This week, Monocle's contributing editor Tristan McAllister looks at why two of the most enduring models, Boeing's 737 and 747, have proved a high watermark of aviation design.
I often get asked why the jets that move us around the globe today don't look much different than those in the mid-20th century, to which I say, they really don't look that different at all. Truth is, two of the most venerable airframes ever built, those of the Boeing 737 and Boeing 747 jumbo jet, are still ever-present on the tarmacs of major international air hubs. Early versions of both these jets took to the skies in the late 1960s. At the time, there were certainly other players trying to build jets that would help usher in a new era of aviation. The supersonic Concorde, for instance, took to the skies within 5 years of the 747 and the 737. Many thought Concorde and its elongated nose-to-tail delta wing design was the future of aviation. The fleet of these faster-than-the-speed-of-sound jets flew for 3 decades, but the model was retired more than a decade ago. And so Boeing's creations, particularly the 747, came to dominate the skies and become one of the most recognizable aircraft designs in the history of commercial aviation. Boeing still builds the 747 airframe at its plant in Everett, Washington, although today's version boasts a newly designed wing and modern flight control systems, it still closely resembles the first version that rolled out of the Everett facility nearly 50 years ago. The Boeing 737 has a bit of a different story. While it hasn't captured the hearts and minds of av geeks like the 747 has, it has indeed left an indelible mark on the commercial aviation business. Nearly 9,500 of the type have been produced since it was first rolled out in 1968. Today, Boeing builds more than 40 of the jets every month. But why, you ask, does an airframe that was built in the 1960s still have many of the same design characteristics today? First, they've been able to accommodate technical advances that reflect the best technology known today. This includes all new wings, made from advanced components, and numerous changes to how cabins are actually built. In contrast, one reason Concorde was retired was the prohibitive cost of upgrading it to meet new standards and regulations. Second, the 737, when designed, was designed for maximum efficiency. The field of physics hasn't changed much since the 1960s. In short, aerodynamics are aerodynamics. The jet was indeed built to be as efficient as possible then, and it still is today. That's why most of us who regularly fly have likely flown in a 737, and have done so for decades. Now, all of this said, it doesn't mean there haven't been design advances or new jets in the industry. The Airbus A380, A350, and Boeing 787 Dreamliner all marked new design paradigms for commercial aviation. While those aircraft might resemble the jets of yore, their flight systems, composite components, and advanced engine technology mean far more efficient and longer-range travel than was ever possible before. And after a long heyday, the 747's popularity is waning as airlines opt for newer, smaller airplanes that can carry passengers just as far as the jumbo jet. What's more, both private enterprise and agencies like NASA are fast working to ignite a second age of supersonic travel. Many of the concepts for these future jets actually resemble Concorde, with delta-like wings that stretch from nose to tail. Even as other aspects of aviation, from passenger experience to pricing, have changed beyond recognition over the decades, the appearance of jets has stayed much the same. But it may not be long before the planes we see taxiing up to our departure gate look very different to what we're used to.
Our very special thanks there to our contributing editor, Tristan McAllister, for his report on Boeing's 737 and 747 jet designs. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast at any time you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more design delights to uncover in the pages of Monocle magazine. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.